Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Blessed are you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth. You have revealed to little ones the mysteries of the kingdom. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus said to the crowds, "This is how it is with the kingdom of God. It is as if a man were to scatter seed on the land and would sleep and rise night and day, and the seed would sprout and grow. He knows not how. Of its own accord, the land yields fruit, first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. And when the grain is ripe, he wields the sickle at once, for the harvest has come." He said, "To what shall we compare the kingdom of God? Or what parable can we use for it? It is like a mustard seed, that when it is sown in the ground, is the smallest of all the seeds of the earth. But once it is sown, it springs up and becomes the largest of plants and puts forth large branches so that the birds of the sky can dwell in its shade." With many such parables, he spoke the word to them as they were able to understand it. Without parables, he did not speak to them, but to his own disciples, he explained everything in private. The Gospel of the Lord. An interesting thing about the Scriptures, especially the Old Testament, is that they did not sugarcoat life or the stories. So many of the stories, the great leaders of the community, they didn't hide the weaknesses and the failings. And whether we hear stories of Moses or Samuel or Saul or David or whoever it happens to be, the stories of their greatness, of how God blesses them, of God, how God has chosen them and anointed them for David to become king and has worked tremendous deeds through him, and yet it doesn't hide the weakness of life and the sinfulness. And it calls us again and again to the compassion of God's love, of the struggles of our lives, and the need that we have to be single-minded and conscious of who we are and where we are going and the decisions we make. And we see today as David made one bad mistake, it got compounded trying to cover it to become another one. And so it happens in our lives that sin compounds itself upon us. But we find hope. And Jesus talks today about the kingdom of God, about the way it works to overcome the sinfulness of the world, where it comes to call us to safety. It calls us to open our hearts and to know that God's word works slowly and unexpectedly, but always there, always calling us, always providing for us, and in these ways that we don't understand, like how the plants grow. Scientifically today, can we explain it? Yes, but it's still marvelous to watch. And when we look at just all of nature and how things come together and work together, that's the way God's love and grace works for us. And it calls us to keep our hearts open to the mystery of God's love, to the mystery of our life, but knowing always that he is calling us to the glory of his kingdom, that we are growing in the power of his love and his grace, and it is there that our true life and our happiness and the meaning of our lives is discovered. And so we continue to walk in faith and acknowledge that the struggle, the journey is difficult, but God is always calling us back to himself.